Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
Today's episode of Newfound Records, The Moratorium Blues, is a repeat broadcast. We first aired it on January 31st of 2026.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the program. Now, I originally intended to put together a general show of new additions for today, and I was going to source a variety of music from a pile of cassette tapes that I've recently added to the Newfound Records Library. And these tapes, of course, were recorded by Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, and they were released, most of them, in the early and mid-1990s. Now, as I went through these, preparing a playlist for a program, I quickly realized that there was a common theme that ran through many of those albums, and that theme was the closure of the commercial cod fishery in 1992. So I decided to put together a show around the theme of the cod moratorium. We'll get to that in a little while, but right now, here's a number with a pre-moratorium feel to it. We make our living fishing. It's the story of Newfoundland.
Fishing has been a way of life for generations of people who live by the sea. Pretend with me that we're out in a fishing boat, helping the men and the women pull up the nets.
My dad, he is a fisherman. My granddad, he is too. And one day when I'm all grown up, I'll be a fisherman too. Early every morning, when I am half asleep, I hear Dad moving quietly through the house, getting ready for to leave. My dad, he is a fisherman. My granddad, he is too. And one day when I'm all grown up, I'll be a fisherman too. When I say my prayers, I say one for my mom, for my dad. I ask God to look after all the fishermen, especially when the weather is bad. My dad, he is a fisherman. My granddad, he is too. And one day when I'm all grown up, I'll be a fisherman too. We make our living fishing. It's the story of Newfoundland. I'm proud to be a fisherman's son. It makes me very glad. My dad, he is a fisherman. My granddad, he is too. And one day when I'm all grown up, I'll be a fisherman too.
Oh boy, I just love the sweet fiddle playing in that number. And it was played by the one and only Kelly Russell. And really good vocals, I thought, on that too. But do you know who the singer was? Well, Terry Riley. And his teddy bears backing him up. Terry, well-known children's entertainer, of course, from the 1990s and right up until today. I think he still does the occasional kiddie show. He released several tapes and compact discs for the kiddies. And the song we just heard was called My Dad, He's a Fisherman. And Terry Riley composed that one. And it is from the cassette tape Carried Away. He released it in 1994. And I don't know if you noticed, but there were great musicians backing Terry on that tape. The drummer was Scott Mansfield and bluesman Roger House. He was playing acoustic guitar. As I mentioned just now, on the fiddle was Kelly Russell, and he also played the concertina. Hammond organ on the album was played by Robbie Mills and the legendary Jimmy Thompson. He played the vibes. The teddy bear man himself, he played keyboards, harmonica, and of course, he was the lead vocalist. Okay, let's move on now to our theme. There's trouble brewing in the cod fishery. Times are a-changing. The fish is all gone. The fish plants are closing their doors.
I wear my uniform and work on the plant. I stand there and I pick up the bones. What else can I do? The jobs are so few when I have the small youngsters at home. I wear me shark rubber so me feet won't get wet. When the water, it covers the floor. It's all right for you with nothing to do, cause you're still getting paid 40 hours. But times are a-changing, the fish is all gone. The fish plants are closing their doors. We're tired of scraping, so we'll chop up our aprons, cause we still won't be working no more. You say the package shouldn't make us sad, because we won't have to work. So numb that I'd fall. But times are a-changing, the fish is all gone. The fish plants are closing their doors. We're tired of scraping, so we'll chop up our aprons, cause we soon won't be working no more. You say the fact it shouldn't make us sad, because we won't have to work anymore. If only you had it so hard. You stand to the window and look at me go, as if I'm committing a crime. But when we go to pick up our government checks, remember that I work for mine. But times are a-changing, the fish is all gone. The fish plants are closing their doors. We're tired of scraping, so we'll chop up our aprons, cause we soon won't be working no more. You say the fact because we won't have no work anymore. But we weren't on the wharf with the youngsters in our arms and getting paid for 8 or 10 hours. So we weren't on the wharf with the youngsters in our arms and getting paid for 8 or 10 hours.
That was the Fish Plant Song, and that was composed and sung by Wayne Bartlett. He released that song back in 1992, and that was the year that the commercial cod fishery in Newfoundland and Labrador closed. Wayne Bartlett from Carpoon, I don't know a whole lot about him. Carpoon being on the tip of the northern peninsula of the island of Newfoundland, not real far from St. Anthony, Lonsabettos, up that way. Bartlett released something like 4 cassette tapes from 1988 to 1992, and after that, 3 compact discs or so. And I have 3 tapes, actually, by Wayne Bartlett, and the guy must have been a prolific composer because he composed all the songs on each of those tapes, including then the one you just heard. The album that I took the Fish Plant Song from was called She's Gone, Boys, She's Gone. And I guess that refers to the closure of the cod fishery. That album, Bartlett recorded it, like many of the other tapes that you're going to hear on today's program, at Sims Studio in Villorm. And the musicians on there, well, Wayne Bartlett himself, he did the singing and played rhythm guitar. The great Sims Savory, he played, as usual, on tapes recorded at Sims Studio, a multitude of instruments, including accordion, keyboards, bass guitar, and other guitars. On steel guitar and dobro was Mike Higgins, and also on accordion, Gord Drake. Well, you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm your host, Wayne Tucker, and today we've got the Moratorium Blues. And next we're going to hear the Package Song, and that's an interesting one about the dilemma that fishermen found themselves in after the fishing for cod was banned back in 1992, and then the government announced what was commonly referred to as a package for affected fishers to help them cope with their loss of employment. Now, we are going to hear that package song, great lyrics to it, great music, I think, quite well performed, in my opinion. It is by a group called Stuffed Squid, and I'll tell you more about them shortly.
What's I gonna do when the package ends? Job in business of pushing pens. They'll take care of my future. They'll train me on a computer. What's I gonna do when the package ends? The government says that they'll look after me, and I won't have to rely on National Sea. I've got lots for today. How long's it gonna stay? And what's I gonna do when the package ends? Y'all sing now. What's I gonna do when the package ends? I can't get a job in business of pushing pens. They'll take care of my future. They'll train me on a computer. And what's I gonna do when the package ends? Everybody knows that there's no fish. To catch one now, you need a 2-inch mesh. You can't make a living scraping on herring, mackerel, and capelin. So what's I gonna do when the package ends? Y'all sing now. What's I gonna do when the package ends? I can't get a job in business of pushing pens.
They'll take care of my future. They'll train me on a computer. What's I gonna do when the package ends? What's I gonna do when the package ends? What's I gonna do? What's I gonna do? What's I gonna do when the package ends?
A catchy little number there by Stuffed Squid. And I'll give you a quote from the liner notes on their cassette tape. Stuffed Squid, they're a musical comedy group providing entertainment to young and old alike. Songs, skits, impersonations, and foolishness. And I don't know much else about them, actually. They're active, it seems to me, in the mid-1990s in Newfoundland. And their members of the band were Dave Brett, he played vocals and the Ugly Sticks. Syl Drover was the singer. On bass guitar and rhythm guitar, Gord Lush. Vocals, rhythm guitar and harmonica by Carl Shepherd. And on accordion, drums, spoons and guitar, Junior Sullivan. Lead guitar player, Sim Savory. And the band's manager was Rod Toms. And their album, like Wayne Bartlett's, was recorded at Sims Studio in Ballore. I think Well Done Liar was only available on cassette tape. Not sure about that. And I think Stuffed Squid put out one more tape, but I haven't been able to get my hands on it yet. Okay, let's have another feed of Stuffed Squid now from the same album, Well Done Liar. I'm sure they're going to kill me. Those Moratorium Blues.
Four. I gaze out through my window, I pace about the floor, but I can't go. Sweet mama, I can't go. Out to the fishing grounds no more. Now the government, they don't give me $400 a week. It keeps food on the table, it patches up the leaks, but it don't stop this aching that I didn't choose. I think they're gonna kill me, those moratorium blues. I got the blues, the moratorium blues. I got the blues, the moratorium. I think they're gonna kill me, those moratorium blues. Now the wife, she gotta drive me from the kitchen every day, but I don't keep no pony, no need to do no hay. The house, it has been painted, the nets have all been mended. So I walk down to the stage, then back to the house again. Now Brother Bill comes over, and we bring a box of beer. Now we go into the kitchen, we planks down on the chair. But good mama, she don't like it, she gets all in a rage. And she boots us from the kitchen, so back down to the stage. Sing the blues, the moratorium blues. To sing the blues, the moratorium blues. I think they're gonna kill me, those moratorium blues. Yeah, I'm sure they're gonna kill me, those moratorium blues. Thank you.
Stuffed Squid, the Moratorium Blues, and that is the theme of today's program. You are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm your host, Wayne Tucker, and the program originates from CHMR FM, also known as MUN Radio, which is Campus and Community Radio in St. John's, NL. And we are pleased to be heard on other community stations throughout the island of Newfoundland, including the Bell of the Bay, Radio Bell Island, Exploits Valley Community Radio in Grand Falls, Windsor, the Bay FM in Cornerbrook, and Voice of Bombay Radio in beautiful Bombay. Welcome, one and all of you. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Okay, continuing now with the Moratorium Blues theme. Up next, Chris and Jim Buffett. And I don't know much about them. Chris is a female, and Jim, of course, the male. I don't know if they're husband or wife or, you know, any of that stuff. They did release something like 5 albums, possibly all on cassette tape. I don't know. I've got 3 by them, all in the mid-1990s. And guess where they were recorded? Yes, you got it. Sims Studio in Ballora. How busy Sim Savory must have been in those days. Blows my mind. The track we are going to hear now is from the album Don't Take the Turbot. Don't know the year that that was released. And that is actually the title song of the album. Don't take all the turbot. Leave some for me, son. You've got all the cod, now the damage is done. Maybe someday the fish will come back, but you've got to stop dragging out on the Grand Bank.
The codfish is gone, boy, I'm going back at last to get me great chin. How long will this last? I'm too old to work, I'm too young to die. My mind's on the water, long with me 2 boys. I sit in the classroom, the sun shining down, while the Spanish are dragging up there on the ground. They're all in up turbot and all kinds of fish. They're taking the cod or whatever they wish. Don't take all turbot, leave some for me, son. You got all the cod, now the damage is done. Maybe someday the fish will come back, but you got to stop the raking out on the Grand Bank. While I chase me mouse, sure they're catching them all. There won't be none left when I put out me draw. The hook and line fishery should still be there yet. With big boats like they got, there won't be one left. I love it on water, go down to me grave. And Davy Jones' locker, sure I'll be its slave. I don't want no school in the lot jar tonight. I love it on water till the day that I die. Don't take all the turbot, leave some for me, son. You've got all the cod, now the damage is done. Maybe someday the fish will come back, but you got to stop dragging out on the Grand Bank. We should chase them off with a big 10-inch gun. Then we'd make a living, just me and me son. They're catching whatever they like, I suppose. They won't be one left on the tail and the nose. And where will they go then? What will they do? Move on up to Greenland, boy, I'm telling you. They'll take all the turbot with no questions asked. If we just sit idle, the Spains and the Bass. Don't take all the turbot, leave some for me, son. You got all the cod, now the damage is done. Maybe someday the fish will come back, but you got to stop dragging out on the Grand Bank. No work on the fish plants, your for it's been shut down. We need some new industry here in our town. Think I'll go face farming for mussels or cod, and hope that I make it a pray unto God. Don't take all the turd, but leave some for me, son. You got all the cod now, the damage is done. Maybe someday the fish will come back, but you got to stop the raking out on the Grand Banks. Yes, you got to stop the raking out on the Grand Banks.
Heartfelt number there by Chris and Jim Buffett, Don't Take All the Turbot, which was composed by Jim Buffett. The musicians on that tape, Jim Buffett himself, he did the singing and played rhythm guitar. Chris Buffett played accordion. And Sim Savory in there, of course, with a multitude of instruments again. He played lead guitar, he played bass, he played keyboards. And good old Mike Higgins was on the steel guitar. Now, next, we move on to Lee Shepherd. And I don't know much about him. I know he released at least one cassette. Don't know the year. And he recorded it in Deer Lake at Sound Studio. So he may have been from out West Coast way. I don't know. Song we are going to hear is called I Won't Go Back to School. And it was composed by a fellow by the name of Robert Francis, who's new to me. And I think, if you listen to the lyrics of the song that's coming up, I think that he may have been born in English Harbor. But I don't know for sure. Excuse me if I'm bitter, but I think it's kind of cruel, after 30 years in a fishing boat, to send a man back to school.
Sitting at my kitchen table, staring out across the bay. I'm trying to find a reason start another boring day. My mind slips back to a time when I was sailing on the ship. We steamed out of the harbor and towards the northern tip. But these days are behind me and I'm feeling like a fool. At 46 years old now, I won't go back to school. So excuse me if I'm bitter, but I think it's kind of cool. After 30 years in a fishing boat, to send a man back to school. After 30 years in a fishing boat, to send a man back to school. I was born in English Harbor, I was raised in St. John's Bay. I never really wanted to fish, but it just turned out that way. 'Cause when you're young and you're single, you can change careers in life, but no big change is easy with three kids and a wife. So take these books away from me, 'cause I'm feeling like a fool. Says the government stopped fisheries and sent me back to school. So excuse me if I'm bitter, and I think it's kind of cool. After 30 years in a fishing boat, to send a man back to school. After 30 years in a fishing boat, to send a man back to school. I don't believe there's no fish in these waters anymore. From the small island of Ramia to the coast of Labrador. I'm learning to do some things now that I've never done before. But I don't think I can do a job that makes me stay here on shore. So give me open water and don't treat me like a fool. At 46 years old now, I won't go back to school. So excuse me if I'm bitter, but I think it's kind of cool. After 30 years in a fishing boat, to send a man back to school. After 30 years in a fishing boat, to send a man back to school. So give me open water and don't treat me like a fool. At 46 years old now, I won't go back to school. So excuse me if I'm bitter, but I think it's kind of cool. After 30 years in a fishing boat, to send a man back to school. After 30
whole thing gonna come to, I wonder?
Lee Shepherd, I Won't Go Back to School. Now, that's from his cassette tape called Company's Common. And he recorded it at a place called Sound Studio in Deer Lake. And there's many musicians backing Lee Shepherd on this now, it seems. But the credits in the liner notes only mention three of them. And that's the fiddle player, Morris Darrigan. The accordion player was Clive Best, played on a lot of albums out in the West Coast way. Backup vocals are credited to Dana Koish, C-O-I-S-H, and other musicians aren't credited. So I don't know if that means that Lee Shepherd himself was playing all the other instruments, or I don't know what it means. Okay, you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and that finishes our Cadmatorian theme for today. We're going to move on now to a couple of songs about relatively new industries that blossomed in Newfoundland and Labrador since the cod fishery collapsed. And shortly, we'll hear about oil-related construction at Bull Arm. But before that, we'll hear about the Voisey's Bay nickel mine in Labrador. And that provided many construction jobs for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, and also, of course, employment in the mines itself once it got up and running. I want to bring back Lee Shepherd now, and another song penned by Robert Francis. I hope there's lots of jobs up in Voisey, so we won't ever have to move away. Yes, I hope there's lots of jobs up in Voisey, so all our friends can move back home to stay.
Well, Voisey Bay and Labrador, it's a cold, hard place to be digging for ore. Voisey Bay is the place right now. Well, they say it's the richest nickel mine, and if that's true, that suits me fine. Voisey Bay is the place right now. Yes, I hope there's lots of jobs up in Voisey, so we won't ever have to move away. Well, I hope there's lots of jobs up in Voisey, so all our friends can move back home to stay. Well, they came on the scene just like a charm about the time they closed Bull Arm. Voisey Bay is the place right now. Well, if Voisey is the place to be, I hope there's a job for you and me. Voisey Bay right now. Well, I hope there's lots of jobs down in Voisey, so we won't ever have to move away. Yes, I hope there's lots of jobs down in Voisey, so all our friends can move back home to stay. $150 million down aboard. Voisey Bay is the place right now. The Inuit are making a fuss. They say it's our land and we are bust. We better all make a deal right now. So I hope there's lots of jobs up in Voisey, so we won't ever have to move away. Yes, I hope there's lots of jobs up in Voisey, so all our friends can move. I hope there's lots of jobs up in Boise, so we won't ever have to move away. Yes, I hope there's lots of jobs up in Boise, so all our friends can move back home to stay. So all our friends can move back home to stay.
You just heard Lee Shepherd singing a song called Voices Bay from his album Company's Coming. Don't know what year that was released. Okay, we're going to move on now to Harve Bishop. And he's going to sing a song for you about building a rig to pump oil at Bull Arm in eastern Newfoundland. A mountain of concrete. It's hard to believe it could float. Technology showed us they could move it around like a little old fiberglass boat. It sure looks a picture, sitting there in deep water, reaching way up to the sky. It sure makes me proud to be part of the crowd who built the big rig to pump oil.
Got tired of the nightclubs singing the same country song. Got me a job on an oil rig out in Bull Arm. A union cement finisher working with 4,000 men. Building the biggest cement boat that I'd ever seen. A mountain of concrete, it's hard to believe it could float. Technology showed us they could move it around like a little old fiberglass boat. It sure looks a picture sitting there in deep water, reaching way up in the sky. It sure makes me proud to be part of the crowd who built that big rig to pump oil. Hibernia's waiting, and early this summer she'll be waltzing across Trinity Bay. Thousands of people will wish her good luck and watch as she starts on her way. At the end of her voyage, out in the oil field she'll stand. Oh God, please watch over the biggest boat ever built right here in our Newfoundland. A high wall surrounds her, she's bigger and stronger, I know. Many young people want to make this big oil rig their home. Working and toiling to bring back the oil to our land. In the wind and the wave, we'll pray for their safety. God guard the Newfoundland. Hibernia's waiting, and early this summer she'll be waltzing across Trinity Bay. Thousands of people will wish her good luck and watch as she starts on her way. At the end of her voyage, out in the oil field she'll stand. Oh God, please watch over the biggest boat ever built right here in our Newfoundland. Oh God, please watch over the biggest boat ever built right here in our Newfoundland.
There you go, Harve Bishop, song A Salute to Hibernia, he called it. That was composed by H. Bishop, I assume that's Harve Bishop, from his album Everyone Keeps Talking About the Weather, and there's absolutely no musician credits with that cassette tape, unfortunately. Well, you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, originating from my mother station, which is CHMR-FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. And we are also pleased to be heard on several stations throughout the wonderful country of Canada, including CIOE-FM, that's Community Radio in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, CHSR-FM in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CIDI-FM, Townships Community Radio in Brome, Missisquoi, Quebec, CKUW-FM, Campus and Community Radio in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and CKXU-FM, Campus and Community Radio in Lethbridge, Alberta. Welcome, one and all, no matter where you're at, what station you're tuning in on. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you're enjoying the program. Now, a few weeks ago, a CBC news item caught my eye, and the headline read like this. Famed archaeologist Robert Grenier, who discovered the San Juan in Labrador, dead at 88. Now, I pronounced his name Grenier. It's spelled G-R-E-N-I-E-R. And he led the discovery of the Basque whaling ship San Juan in Red Bay, Labrador, which had sunk in that area around 1565. Long time ago, in other words. In 1978, his team headed to Red Bay and found the wreck of the San Juan after only a few days of searching. Must have been some happy. Grenier said the vessel was well preserved due to the cold, icy water of the north, with ice also pushing it into the mud. The survey of the San Juan wreck helped enable the building of a replica, which launched in November, that's of 2025, and will set sail for Labrador in 2027. That's going to be quite the event, I would think. Mr. Grenier was made an officer of the Order of Canada in 2004.
On a hill at the mouth of the harbor, there's a story that waits to be told, of a struggle for life in early Red Bay, where the graveyard's 400 years old. The graves are not deep where the bass whalers lie. The mystery is, how did they die? Were they wives and children from the crew of the San Juan that sunk in the harbor nearby? Gone are the Spaniards and all the bass whalers. Their bones are now prints in the sand. The archaeologists of history are finding an answer to early Labrador and Newfoundland. The people of Red Bay who planted their gardens in the soil where the skeletons lie, like the Bridles, Baileys, Pikes, Moores, and others, go on living while history comes by. As I climb this old hill in the outward, I let my mind drift away in the fog. I fancy a ship in a northeastern gear, going down like a water-soaked log. There are voices of men and the cry of a woman as the fog burns away in the sun. Somewhere across the harbor, the cry of a baby, new life in Red Bay has begun. Gone are the Spaniards and all the bass whalers. Their bones are now prints in the sand. finding an answer to early Labrador and Newfoundland. Gone are the Spaniards and all the bass whalers. Their bones are now prints in the sand. The archaeologists of history are finding an answer to early Labrador and Newfoundland.
Reg Watkins, The Basque Whalers of Red Bay. And that's from the album This One's for You that he and Loretta Cormier released in 1985. And Reg Watkins composed the song you just heard, by the way. Now, here's another news item that caught my eye recently. This one is from 1958, from the Sunday Herald. 1958, huh? The headline read like this: Newfoundland song, a big favorite. And I'm going to quote what it says here in the article. I found this pretty interesting. I hope you do too. And I quote: a song thought to have been completely forgotten since its composition by a Newfoundland woman and subsequent airing over CJON radio several years ago was recently rediscovered. And it is presently finding its place among the other favorites on CJON's musical shows. The song, How Was I to Know, which caused a lot of interest amongst Newfoundlanders, was composed by Jessie Payton several years ago while she was a patient at the sanatorium. A request to Jerry Wiggins on his Housewives Choice show, which is heard daily at 10:15 a.m. on CJON, resulted in a search to rediscover the missing melody. The search makes a story itself, but after all sorts of false trails had been followed up, Mrs. Payton was eventually contacted and produced a recording which CJON's production manager proudly aired. Now, CJON radio and TV star Candy Lindell heard the haunting melody and with husband Ernie and the Western All-Stars sang the song on Western Jamboree and their TV program, Ranch Party. And at the rate requests are pouring in, CJON listeners will be hearing a lot more of this Newfoundland-inspired composition, How Was I to Know?
Till death do us part.
Well, wonderful song, well sung by Phyllis Noseworthy. And that was How Was I to Know, composed, I guess you figured it out, by Newfoundlander Jesse Payton. And I've often played that song, actually, in the past on the Newfound Records Radio Hour, but it was only recently that I discovered that little tidbit of information about the song's history. Great stuff. You are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and I'm your host, Wayne Tucker. Now, how many Newfoundland songs do you know that start and end with a yodel?
Yodel-ee, yodel-ee. Some people call me Herbie, some people call me Herb. They used to call me Blackie, but that's all wearing off. I was called a singing newfie when I had a four-piece band. But now I'm working by myself, the singing bricklayer is my name. I'm a singing bricklayer, that's my name. You'll always see me laying brick and I'll never be ashamed. I wanted to be a doctor, but I couldn't stand the strain. I'm a singing bricklayer, that's my name. Lawyers as they battle out in court, trying hard to win their case, tearing each other's throat. The RCMP is always there with the red lights on the rack. Take the bad guys off to jail, but tomorrow they'll be right back. I'm a singing bricklayer, that's my name. You'll always see me laying brick and I'll never be ashamed. I wanted to be a doctor, but I couldn't stand the strain. I'm a singing bricklayer, that's my name. I'm the singing bricklayer, that's my name. Yodelee, olee, olee.
The yodeling bricklayer, Herb Bishop, we brought him back for that one. His moniker, actually, is the Singing Bricklayer. And as a matter of fact, we heard him a little earlier in the episode singing about his part in building the oil rig at the Bull Arm site. So the song you just heard was called The Singing Bricklayer. And, of course, Herb Bishop wrote it. And guess where he recorded it? Yep, Sims Studio. And the musicians backing Herb Bishop, well, first of all, Herb himself did the singing. Also provided harmony vocals, play guitar. The lead electric guitar player was Dave Williams. On drums, Dave Savory. And good old Mike Higgins back on steel guitar. And here's Sim again playing a number of instruments. Sim Savory played rhythm guitars, he played lead, he played piano, and he played bass. Well, well, well. Time is up for this week. Gotta beat it. And I got a great guitar instrumental to go out with today. It was a real pleasant surprise for me to find this one on an album by Chris and Jim Buffett. We heard from them earlier in the show. This is from an album that they released called Newfoundland Country. And they recorded it at Sim's studio in Ballore. And playing lead guitar and other instruments on that album was none other than the legendary Lou Skinner. And so he's taking us out today with a number called Pickin' and Grinnin'. And I don't know who composed this one. I'm kind of thinking it was probably Lou, but I really do not know. Well, thank you for tuning in today, folks. I do hope you enjoyed the program and that you will tune in again next week for more great musical obscurities by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. And until then, let's all be good to each other and especially good to our dear mother, Earth. She's sick. She needs all the love we can give her.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador.
There it is.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before